Nobody does it better than the Watts Podcast Network.
Just that simple.
Just that simple. Hello and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And me, Kashelle Zachary.
And we got a special guest in the building.
We do.
Who's in the building?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am.
Yes.
Kimbia Kim Robbins.
I love it.
Do you like Kim or Kimbia?
I go by Kim.
I like Kim. I like
Kim. But to you all, it's Kimbia.
Exactly.
Yes. We go
way back.
Way back.
There you go.
How far we go back? Elementary.
Elementary.
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah.
Y'all, this is childhood friend and our new relationship manager at Watts Productions.
Yes.
Kim Robbins. Welcome to the show.
Thank y'all for having
me. You're welcome.
Yes, yes. So I'm excited about this show. Well, one, let me tell you why I'm excited.
Go for it, friend.
One, I'm excited because we're back in the studio.
Yes.
Two, I'm excited because...
Wait a minute. Shout out to MZ Studios.
Yes.
Shout out to Spider. Spider, we missed you.
Missed you guys too. I was wondering when you were coming back.
I was like, we need to get in front of Spider and Michael ASAP.
Yes. MZ Studios is our studio of choice.
If you're coming to Dallas...
Yes.
Go to mzstudios.com.
Yes.
And book a session.
Absolutely.
And you will not be disappointed.
Never at all. MZ Studios has been our day one.
Day one.
In the podcast world. Mm-hmm. And we love our MZ Studio family here. And I'm excited about being back in the studio. I'm excited to be at the table with two amazing women. What's making me really excited about this episode is that the topic of today's show is the importance of originality.
Let's talk about it, Kashelle.
Let's talk about it.
Because it's been on your heart for some time.
It has.
Why? Because, why has it been on your heart?
Ooh, I value original everything. Who doesn't want authentic?
I want authentic.
Who doesn't want no fake meat.
No.
Okay, no. Who doesn't like genuine?
I like genuine.
Who doesn't want real?
I want real.
Who doesn't want true?
I want true.
Come on, we're here for the actual, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So who doesn't want that? So when it comes to originality, whether that's a vision, an idea, a concept, I just believe it's powerful. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you ladies, why do you think originality is so important?
Originality is important to me because I want to know that, to your point, that whatever you're serving me, whatever you're selling me, if you're even talking to me or whatever the vision that you have is that it's original. It's an original thought. It's an original way of how you want to do it. So here's one thing I think you have to make it clear because people do things all the time. People make handbags. Chanel make handbags, Louis Vuitton make handbags, etc.
But if it's not the real one, I don't want it.
If it's not real, I don't want it.
Right.
Right.
And that's just how, that's why being original is important. I want to know that it's authentic. I don't want it to feel, I don't want to find out later that you sold me a fake bag.
Right.
When I went to go buy a real one.
Mm-hmm. Or if it is fake, let me make that informed decision to say, I'm willing to invest in this fake bag. But don't try to manipulate me into thinking I'm getting something real that's not.
And we do not promote stealing of IP products and fake bags. If you wanted the real one, go get the real one. We do not promote that on the show.
So when it comes to individual authenticity, mm-hmm. I believe individual authenticity is directly centered around self-awareness. I don't know if y'all would agree or not. Mm-hmm. But how important is individual authenticity? And when did you recognize the importance of it when it comes to self?
At the end of the day, and I can only speak for myself.
Yes.
I don't know any other way.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And
how important is that to you, that you know who you are?
I can sleep at night.
Okay. Amen.
All right. So that, and when did you... Do you feel like you recognized it in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s? Like, when do you feel like you came into the realization, like, individuality is truly this important? Because I feel like our 20s, we was trying to figure it out.
We were.
30s, I felt like, you know, we was like trying to say, will that way work or will that way work? But 40, baby.
Oh, 40. You, at that point, you have to know who you are. Amen. Yeah. As a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to move accordingly and in your own way, in your own space.
Mm-hmm.
And either people accept you as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. And or they don't have to deal with you at all.
Oh, facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What was it for you, Kalisha?
It was definitely my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the not knowing what it was that I liked in the 20s and mm-hmm. the 30s and trying to, you know, oh, they like that. Well, maybe I'll like that too.
People pleaser.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now it's like, bye. Mm-hmm. If I'm good over here, I can be by myself. And I really feel like you have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't spend any time with yourself, I feel like you're not going to know it. And
you can't even have a concept of what it means to be original.
No.
If you haven't even spent enough time.
Because you're trying
time.
To be a version of somebody else. And exactly. It's like, it doesn't work.
That way. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video. So let me ask you the questions, ladies. Would you agree that being original is a simple matter?
It is when you know who you are.
Okay. And if you don't know, do you think being original is a simple matter?
Do I think being original is a simple matter?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I think that when we really start thinking about what it really takes to be original. Okay, so Nasir Jones has this wonderful quote that I love. He says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with him. He said, it's not what you do, but how it's done.
Mm-hmm. That's
and so true. When we talk about being original, like we're all here on earth. We're, mm-hmm. we're a part of the human race. You know, we're trying to figure life out and we want to be safe and trying to do it right while mm-hmm. we navigate challenges and just all the
well,
things that come with
life. Well, let me give you an
example
life. That came to my mind.
Okay.
This is when you talk about that. So there are many places that sell chicken sandwiches.
Facts.
But who do it the best in a fast food chicken sandwich environment?
Chick-fil-A to me.
So it's not what's being done.
I disagree.
Who?
No, Chick-fil-A? Because it's not, everybody got chicken sandwiches, not the taste of the chicken sandwich, but how they serve it. When you go to Chick-fil-A, it's welcome to Chick-fil-A. How may we help you today?
Okay.
You're not getting that at McDonald's.
Facts.
You're not going to get
that. And they sell chicken sandwiches.
They do. But Chick-fil-A, they're a restaurant that sell chicken sandwiches like all, even Taco Bell is selling chicken, right? But it's how Chick-fil-A serves the chicken that makes them original. And I think they call their chicken sandwich the original chicken sandwich.
They do.
Yeah.
Who are you going to say?
Right.
Yeah. Who are you going to say outside of Chick-fil-A?
You know, when you broke it down like that, I would have to agree.
But when it comes to chicken. But when it comes to chicken. So Chick-fil-A is not the top of the chicken.
You know, I'm a hungry girl and I love
I know, we love time out
chicken
food.
Sandwich?
Popeyes.
Okay.
Yeah, they
Popeyes had the world in the chokehold for a minute on over that chicken sandwich.
Yeah, me.
I was there too.
You were there. Do you remember there. That year?
Guilty as charged.
Yes.
Where mm-hmm. everyone was going wild over the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That was me mm-hmm. probably 3 days a week.
Okay.
Yep.
But let me good, tell you though. This. Guess who lost no sleep?
Chick-fil-A.
They did not.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how good that chicken sandwich is from Popeye's, their service does not even look like Chick-fil-A's.
No.
So they're not even just being original in the chicken sandwich. They being original in the experience that they want you to have
mm-hmm.
when you come.
And that's what we do at our production company.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Watts, it's a lot of people making film.
Facts.
It's a lot of people making content. Somebody on their phone recording right now. We recording right now.
Exactly.
But it's not what we do. Because that's everybody can do that. It's how we do it
Facts.
Is what makes us original.
I agree.
No one is touching us in that realm.
No, they not.
No, you're
no
not.
One.
No.
Come on,
Kim.
And then I believe originality also empowers individuals to become agents of change. So I believe, like, when you're so original, mm-hmm. you inspire others to change the way they move.
Mm-hmm.
I have
change
to
change a leaf.
Okay. Michael Jackson was so was so original in the way he performed. See, he was so original that now you see everybody was like, "Oh, I want to obtain that level of greatness," because he did it. So there's name one other person that did it as original as he did. His originality had our brothers and sisters in Asia just crying profusely. He had the country's armies, you know, jogging behind him, like
with tanks.
He was so original. They had to call in reinforcement.
Yeah.
So originality does breed a certain level of change. It makes you change the way, be like, man, I can do this better. You know what I'm saying?
If you're aware, if you're everybody, it's somebody out there. Well, maybe not on Michael. I don't know a Michael Jackson hater.
I haven't met one.
I haven't met one.
Michael Jackson hater.
I just know they exist.
We call that confused admiration. Yeah.
Listen, there is confused. There is a Michael Jackson hater somewhere in the world. I don't know where they at.
What would they be saying about him?
Cashel, I don't know.
What could they say?
But it doesn't matter if you're at the top.
Are you hating on his sound? Are you hating on the music? Are you hating on the dance? Are you hating on the performances?
Because, let me tell you why.
Are you hating on the craftsmanship?
Can I be very honest with you?
How could anybody hate?
Let me be honest. We were talking about Sister Carter.
Okay.
And she got into the country genre, and she did her country her way.
She did. And okay, she said
she been country.
Because the way she did it was original.
It was.
Okay.
But somebody came out, what was one of the country artists?
I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
And you want to know why? Because he ain't that original. So we ain't even got to try to.
So, but what I'm saying is that as great as she is focused on her talent, mm-hmm. and there's not, if you don't like her music, you just don't like her
music.
Right,
facts.
But there, if one person that'd be like, she ain't, you a hater. And it's going mm-hmm. to people, some people hate originality.
Ooh.
They cannot stand it. Ooh. Instead of him saying, wow, she brought Tyrant, which is a whole bop. And, you know, she is a country bop. And then she had Dolly Parton at the beginning of it. Excuse me?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Instead of them saying, wow, she brought a different way to this genre,
mm-hmm.
he decided to be like, she not country?
Mm.
Well, who said you would meet her for country music?
Right. And not only that, you brought a good through line to the topic. Like, some people just hate originality.
Yes.
Wow. So let's talk about it. Originality isn't just about having an outward look. Mm-mm. So I don't want people to think that the originality that we're discussing on this episode,
I can prove that
it's not through clothes, hair, mm-mm. and makeup.
Because have you ever been somewhere and you see a cluster of people and they all look the same?
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You be like, ain't none of y'all thought about doing this outfit different?
Original.
Remember when the Juicy tracksuits was out?
Yes.
Yes.
And it was like, if you had one, you had to have one, your girlfriend had one, they had it, and y'all were cute.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, who was going to be that original? I love when I can see somebody that I'm like, oh, wow, they look totally different.
Mm-hmm.
They're stepping outside of the crowd. But when all of y'all look together,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, is it original thoughts in that group?
Mm-hmm.
Or is mm-hmm. everybody thinking the same?
That's facts. Mm-hmm. That's real. And then I also think that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people think original, I don't want people just to stop at an outward look.
Yes.
So I don't want them to think it's about having blue hair. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to think it's about having, you know,
because you'll see somebody with blue hair and they'd be like, oh, that person's probably a Democrat. They're probably liberal. And it's like, you don't know. They can have blue hair and be a conservative.
Facts. And so I don't want to get stuck on that part of the originality. But I'm looking like, when I talk about originality, I'm talking about like a new voice.
Yeah.
fresh lenses.
Ryan Coogler.
Bold perspectives that hasn't been centered before.
Cashel Zachary.
You better speak, child. So, and it could mean promoting genuine expression.
Yeah.
Especially in a society where phoniness and conformity is prevalent.
And that's why I love y'all. Because there is no phoniness at this table. Can I be honest?
You can. If
there's a bat in the cave, Kim gonna tell you got a bat in the cave.
Fact.
She's not that type of phony person that'll let you walk around with it all day. I'm just being 100.
Yes.
Because you have people in the world that'll do
I don't want a bat in my cave.
Come on, empathy.
So to our viewer, I mean, to our listeners that may not know what a bat in the cave is.
And our viewers.
And so that is when you may have some nose
friends.
Companies.
Some nose friends
that, you know, our young kids call boogers. They could be lingering somewhere in the nose. And so as adults, we have renamed that. We was like, hey,
be a friend and tell your friend.
You have a bat in the cave.
You got a bat.
And so those things are important when it comes to, you know, just looking out for people.
Yeah.
But in the form of, you know, being genuine in a society where phoniness and conformity is prevalent, I think originality encourages individuals to express their true selves. And that's not easy.
Mm-mm.
So you really have to be confident with yourself. You really have to be confident. And confidence is not this prideful arrogance. I'm talking about confidence that still is infused with kindness.
Yeah.
I think a true confident person can be kind. And I think kindness is the highest form of intelligence, period. And if your confidence lacks kindness, I don't think you're confident at all. I think you're weak. And so when we're talking about being your true selves, you have to be able to embrace your own authenticity. Mm-hmm. And you have to be very confident in your thoughts, your actions, and your interactions. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm speaking about originality. Another point I'm talking about is also you got to be so original that you're inspiring moral courage. And we need more of that today than in any era we've ever lived in. The world is crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can turn on the news and see it from the immigration perspective, the war perspective, just the corruption of power. Mm-hmm. We see where moral courage is needed more than ever. And
what does that look like?
Mm.
What does moral, when you talk about it in that perspective, I think some people
don't know what that looks like.
Either they go too far,
okay,
and they walk up to a senator's house and they start shooting.
Facts.
And they think they're having some level of moral courage taking out a political figure that they disagree with.
That's
so you have to be very, very clear
right
on what moral courage looks like, because it doesn't mean going rogue.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It means that I feel like moral courage could have happened the first time somebody witnessed Diddy hit Cassie.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
That person.
And at the table, somebody would have been like, you know what? That's not okay.
Right. Yeah. Moral courage takes original thinking. There we go with the original words. Individuals who are willing to develop innovative ways to resist unethical pressure and make moral choices, even when it's challenging or go against the tide.
My God.
So, yeah. But that makes you original. That person that would have stood up at that time would have never been forgotten. Just think about it.
Correct.
The one that
if they didn't take the money and hid the video.
Okay. Facts. Another point we can make about being original is building trust and integrity. In a corrupt society, which we live in today, trust in institutions and individuals is eroding at a high level. We can just open up the cell phone now. It's going to be somebody be like, what? Like, who did what? Mm-hmm. What just happened? It's wild, but originality, when paired with ethical conduct, can inspire trust and offer a glimmer of hope that a different, better way of operating is possible.
Give an example, because people got to be able to see it.
Mm.
Give them something somebody could tie back to.
Mm, something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. See how hard it is? Mm-hmm. It's taking us, we have to jog our memory because we don't have enough original
thinkers.
Well,
let's talk about Nelson Mandela.
Facts. He was so convicted by the apartheid happened in South Africa, he became the first black man to open up a law firm in South Africa. And he told his people, I'm going to learn the law so I can help protect us from what's happening.
And then what did the corrupt system do?
The corrupt system got mad that he went in to learn how they was using the law against him so he could change it. Mm. They put him in prison for absolutely nothing. The man served 26 years in a prison for not even committing a crime and came out forgiving every single person.
Now that is moral courage.
Mm. Yes, that is.
He didn't pick up a gun.
He did not. They tried to entice him. They said, we'll pay you money if you turn on your people. He rejected it. Mm. They threatened to kill his family. He was like, I got to take this stance. I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here in this prison. He refused to leave. They tried to coax him out many, many times with different enticing money, power, whatever, and then came out and still became president. So that's a true testament that you can still hold your moral convictions and win.
Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by The Watts Announcer. The Watts Announcer is a media brand that covers the amazing emerging talents in the entertainment industry, including movies, TV, and more. The inaugural episode features the cast of Frame of Reference. Hosted by Amanda Gaddison, the exclusive interview will be available only on the Watts Prod YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe for notifications.
Mm. We think that if we compromise, that's the only way we're going to be able to win. And I hate that concept. You know what I'm saying? You can really hold on. But he's truly original. He's so original. We're talking about him right now on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, so I appreciate you giving that example. And he, Nelson Mandela, built trust and integrity, not with just South Africa, with the world.
Right. He forgave. It was powerful people from all over that wanted him in prison. And he forgave them.
Every single one of them. I study him on the level of forgiveness he was operating on. And forgiveness is true freedom to me.
It is.
You got to get them monkeys off your back. Yep. I forgive you. I'm not mad. Mm-mm. Life is too precious and too
That's
full.
Why we look so good.
You better speak.
Because we forgive quickly. You see them lines is gone.
Ain't no lines.
Ain't no lines. I ain't going to be mad at you squinting.
Smile.
On some unforgiveness.
You better with your cute self. And my last point of being original is rekindling faith in human potential. It takes a lot of originality to move with that level of mindset, because most people are so fixated on it's just staying
neutral
or the norm. Like you're not gonna get much if your desire is just to do the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. It takes real originality and authenticity to say, you know what, I can't see the best in all situations. All things truly is working for my good. Mm-hmm. You even speaking that way is original, because most people are often gravitating to the negative. Mm-hmm. When we get positive reinforcement, like we've had this weekend, we had so much positive vibes. Mm. It just felt like everything was just so copacetic and beautiful and lovely. All I seen was sunshine. I didn't see no clouds. I didn't see no thunderstorms. It was hot outside. All I felt was the cool breeze on my face. It was
that
lovely.
Was your
fan. It was. It was. But what I'm saying, everything was beautiful though.
It was
beautiful.
It was.
And so by demonstrating the power of independent thought and creative solutions, we don't talk enough about creative solutions. Can I park this here? Mm-hmm. We don't talk enough about people having the ability to critically think their way out of any situation. We don't give enough credit to critical thinkers. I'm impressed by people that be like, no, hold on, wait a minute. I got an idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to do this. Then we're going to go there. We're going to do this. And at the end of it, it was like, man, we really made it out of that. Not because you panicked.
Right.
Not because you freaked out, but you held your composure. You kept your cool. You allowed yourself to think through the situation. Just today, a lovely guest was coming through a lot of traffic. We live in Dallas, Texas. And if you live here, you know what it's like to get on either 635, 75, 20, which one you choose to get on.
Lord.
114, we have so many. And so she was so gracious to call and was like, ladies, you know, I'm stuck in traffic. And I said, hey, listen, take your time. do not rush. When you get here, that's when the show begins. And if you don't have that level of composure, like I'm at the age now, if you freaking out, I'm leaving the room. I don't even want to be in the room with you.
Because the vibe is wrong.
If the vibe is wrong.
You can't think.
You cannot think. And so there takes a lot of original thought to be a critical thinker, to really take the time to think your way through things. Let me hear from you, ladies. What do you guys think? Let me say this. Originality can counter despair. Often found in morally bankrupt societies, reminding people of their capacity for positive change. I don't think we realize how much positive synergy we really hold in us. Like, we got it. We got to make a thoughtful choice to put it in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Yes.
Let me hear from you, ladies.
I'll say this. Let me say this. Your originality is your advantage. Period.
What if you don't know what your originality is?
Go discover it. You'll discover
it. How do you discover it?
Read.
Experiences.
Good.
Experiences. Experiences is a good teacher.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Go read. Go experience different things. Think for yourself. Ask yourself, do you like this? But more than that, it's about quality decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody say. That's the power in life is a quality decision. You can decide to be mad. Or you can decide to forgive.
And there's no time limit on discovering who you are and where you want to go in life and you want to be in change. There's no time limit on it.
I agree.
I totally agree.
As long as you got breath in your body,
you better do it.
You have an opportunity to tap into your own individuality,
right. Mm-hmm.
Your own originality,
mm-hmm.
Your own authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And all I encourage anyone's, now this is, can I give a disclaimer?
Yes, this is a key.
This is a key. Your originality truly has to be original. I frown upon statements like, I'm just this way. That don't mean people got to put up with your just this way.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully your originality is fused with a lot of love, kindness, peace, joy,
and patience. We're not talking about talent.
No, I'm talking about character, baby.
There you go.
I'm talking about character. I'm not talking about talent.
Because talented people can be assholes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And look, talent can get you so far. It's going to be your character that keep you there. Well. People don't believe it, but you know, what's one of the F-A-F-O?
Oh. And on that note, I don't want to find out that way. I believe it.
So yes.
Have good character, live a good life,
you'll
live longer. Be kind to people, smile in the elevator.
And let me
Say hi.
Say hi, smile a lot. And I want to leave this show on this note. Originality and authenticity is something that has to be worked on for the rest of your life.
Mm.
It is not a one and done. You don't just jump into originality and authenticity and then it's finished. No, it's forever learning. You're going to learn who you are in good times. You're going to learn how to lean on your originality in bad times. You're going to learn how to figure out who you are in every life circumstances and situation. So you never can come into your authentic self by thinking that it's a snap of the finger type of experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be anytime you're involved in a project, anytime you're involved with people, anytime you're entering into a relationship, anytime you have to be with your children or, you know, with your parents or, you know, your extended family, anytime you have to be with people.
Y'all, make sure y'all listen to this more than one time, because there's some nuggets that was dropped on here.
We're
not talking about your talent.
I'm not.
We're talking about your character.
I am.
Your character will protect you.
It will.
No matter what happens around you, good or bad, you have to treat people the way you want to be treated.
Hey,
even if they don't do that to you.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Okay. I disagree.
You
with
don't
that.
Have to treat people the way you want to be
Listen,
treated.
Listen, a lot of people don't know how to treat themselves.
Oh, okay. Thank y'all for the correction.
So
I stand to be corrected. How should you treat people?
You should treat people with, I'm going to just say that there's 9 ways we should always deal with people.
How?
With a lot of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, patience, compassion, and self-control. Yes.
My God. And on that note,
you got all that and it didn't even cost you nothing.
It didn't. It's free. It's free. You don't even have to subscribe. Thank y'all for being a part of our community. And you know what, family? We would be grateful for a 5-star rating. And share your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Give us that 5 if you feel like we deserve a 5.
And if you don't, give us that feedback. We accept it. Good, bad, or indifferent.
We do. We
welcome all feedback, y'all. Give it to us. You can give it to us harsh. You can give it to us mild. You can give it to us however you choose to give it to us. We want it. That's the key thing. We really want it.
We really do, because we want to get better.
Yes.
And then here, your ratings on Apple truly does support the show. It's in the algorithm. It's in the data. So please go out and support us on Apple. To leave the rating and review, simply scroll to the bottom of the show page and click on write a review and get to typing. And since you're here, hit the subscribe, follow, favorite button, and join our community. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. And for more information on myself and Cashel, visit our website at watchproductions.com/podcast. And y'all, share this with your friends and family.
Please.
Get them something to ride to on rush hour traffic into work or coming home.
Yes, you will not be disappointed.
And we will see you next time.
Yes, we will. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.